This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run with Shaoning and Roshan. We've got some, of course, corporate news lined up for you. But before that, let's take a quick look at the KLCI. Because at this current juncture, oh no, KLCI has joined the red territory. It's actually down 0.17% to 1649.75. And there's very little change across the region. Every market is in the red, taking its cue from the US markets, which I believe has signed a one-day reprieve in terms of a stimulus plan, giving it a bit more breathing space. Meanwhile, very quickly, we look at the US dollar against the ringgit is 4.0455 this morning, against the pound 5.4235, and against the Sing dollar 3.0407. But if we look at global equity markets, I think the reality is that initially it faced headwinds and volatility this year, brought on by, of course, COVID-19. Malaysia was no different, with interest from retail investors peaking sometime in earlier in September as many worked from home, helped by the loan moratorium. But will the Malaysian market continue to outperform in 2021, despite the fact that our economy is in a technical recession? So to help us answer that, we have on the line Vincent Koo, Head of Research at UOB Kay Hian Malaysia. Now, Vincent, with 2021 round the corner, what investment strategy are you advocating for the new year?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, what we prescribe is administrating different cocktails of strategies during different periods of time, because the recovery will be uneven. So the various investment teams will comprise like reopening plays, high dividend yielders, and secular growth stocks such as E&E. So, for example, right, if you looked at second quarter, we'd expect a bit of consolidation in the market. So you would employ more of a value / high dividend yielding stocks. And towards second half of the year, when you expect better rally among the late cyclical stocks, then of course you get into more cyclical industries such as perhaps properties and autos.
Yeah, but for a change, right, when we look at the performance of the KLCI, it's outperformed its regional peers like Singapore, Thailand and Indonesia with a positive return of 4% or close to 4% on a year-to-date basis. But if we look at it and we drill down on the performance, it's really been driven by healthcare stocks, in particular gloves. So do you see this sector seeing the same outperformance in 2021?
Okay, this is the reason why we're expecting a kind of a flattish performance by KLCI, by the index year-on-year for 2021. And the reason is, of course, we do expect perhaps weaknesses in growth stocks in the second half of the year, in fact, first quarter of next year, that will offset the recoveries of, or ongoing recoveries of the cyclical stocks. You're right on that. Growth stocks, by our estimates, would account for about 11% of market weightage with the inclusion of Supermax in the index.
So do you see, is your house still calling a buy on this sector at this moment?
We have more of a trading call, because don't forget the gloves are trading at about mid-single digits forward earnings, and some of these stocks are yielding over 10%. And with very longish order periods, the earnings visibility is there. So for the interim, it is a decent trading opportunity.
Now, despite, I think, what is clearly vaccine optimism, what do you think are the key risks ahead for the Malaysian market in 2021, though?
Okay, the two risks, right? The major risks, of course, which I think are low, will be the ineffective or slow dispensation of vaccines globally, and also on inflation that can influence the central bank's interest rate policy, which is currently ultra-low, obviously. But again, I don't see those two risks flaring out. What I see forward is some speed bumps, risks on modest impacts in Malaysian context, such as in Malaysian context, slow dispensation of vaccines, resumption of short selling, that's going to be in January. The bigger one will be the after effects of the end of loan moratorium, mid-2021. And that's, again, why we expect perhaps some consolidation period in second quarter of coming year. And lastly, in the second half, post a potential snap general election,
And as a result, what sectors are you calling for an overweight? And, you know, if you could give us some specific names you like.
Okay. So aligned to our call for like a cocktail of investment themes, right? We like on the defensive side, some consumer names, REITs, of course, for the high yields. Banks are all right as well, but again, because the performance will reflect the uneven recovery, so the outperformance will not be throughout the whole year. We continue to like E&E in the electronic sector in particular, as well as some selected exporters. And some of the names we like, what's bankable in the near term, for example, would be your, like your gaming companies, Genting, for example, that's the chief beneficiary of reopening play. And my EG, for example.
And similarly, what sectors, Vincent, would you avoid, or specific stocks that you still see are a sell?
Well, we would avoid the aviation sector right now because there is obviously going to be major dilution to present equity shareholders. So likewise, in our report that we just released last week, we would avoid companies with extremely low Z scores that typically predicts high risk of the need for equity injections. Again, that will dilute current equity shareholders. And a lot of companies that feature this such low Z scores would be in the property and construction sector.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Vincent Koo, Head of Research at UOB Kay Hian, giving us his views on where the Malaysian market is heading in 2021. And I think his main point is actually you probably have to be nimble and change your investment strategy as you go through the year, because there will be periods of consolidation and then periods where markets are actually pretty robust. So it's not a one-way kind of track whereby you can just, you know, stay invested with the same names. I guess that's if you're a bit more of a short-term trader. But I think what he really likes, of course, is dividend name stocks. So, you know, the consumer names, REITs, other sectors he likes includes, of course, anything that's recovering as a result of the vaccine. So even gaming. So Genting is a clear example of a winner as, you know, tourism reopens. What were your key takeaways, Roshan?
I think it was that, Xiaoning. It was that they're hinging a lot of this or basing this on the recovery of reopening, right? There are a lot of places that haven't reopened yet. And one of those names he mentioned was Genting, of course. But I paid attention also to the speed bumps he's watching, right? So that's also something to pay attention to, because oftentimes equity markets price everything forward, price things ahead, right? We're pricing the future into it. And more often than not, it's if anything deviates from the expectation, you can see, you will see things play out that way. So things like he mentioned are the vaccine rollout, the actual rollout and deployment of the vaccine in the country. He's watching the short selling that's supposed to resume back in January, as well as the loan moratorium, right? So when that comes into full effect, when it ends in its entirety, how that plays out in the market, on the economy on the ground, because there will be effects, right, once the loan moratorium comes to an end. And of course, he's also watching snap election in the second half of the year. I think that's what everyone is going to be paying attention to.
Yeah, clearly, because as we know, markets dislike one thing the most, and that is uncertainty, right? So every time there's a little bit of uncertainty, we will have tremors in the market. So yes, I think like we noticed that once the budget was passed officially, the markets were pretty happy. In fact, the ringgit rallied 4.03. Of course, that's due also to US dollar weakness. But we'll be watching this space clearly. I mean, we'll be watching this space very carefully to see how Malaysian equity markets actually do for 2021. Because bear in mind, we are the only ASEAN market actually that's in major ASEAN market that's in the positive territory. Previous years, we were the most unloved market, but for a change, we were loved partially in, thanks to the glove makers, which, by the way, Vincent Koo says is still a trading buy because the valuations have come down tremendously to almost single digit PEs. But, you know, it's a very crowded trade. So every time there's any negative news, you do see a sell. But that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Up next, we have Pressing Matters, where Shazana Mokhtar speaks to Dr. Sean Roberts. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.